Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a busy show today, but a lot of questions have come up and I've been asked about what happened over the last few days with the Titanic sub. What were those sounds that they heard? Why was the Coast Guard notified 8 hours later? How did the U.S. Navy not know any of this was going on until later? So some of the questions are starting to actually be answered. And for one thing, I think the Navy was on it. I think the Navy is still top Navy in the world. And I think the media might have kind of dictated how things got timelined to us. There's also been some suggestion that most of the knowledge we have now was understood to be the case, but it helped to distract the rest of the world from some of the other things that could have been going on in the U.S. So I get there's a lot of suspicions, conspiracies. People are a little concerned about the transparency. So we were told yesterday, which to me was no shock, because we have some of the most amazing individuals in our military, including the Navy, as well as equipment. And the U.S. Navy did detect sounds consistent with an implosion shortly after Ocean Gate's Titan submersible lost contact. So they did pick it up. Mind you, I think the closest would be Boston's, or the fleet that would be, and I don't exactly know the exact location, but they were able to pick it up. So the thought that the Navy had no idea all this was going on, no, they're on it. An official told CBS News their information about the acoustic anomaly had been used by the U.S. Coast Guard to narrow the search area. According to CNN, it was deemed to be not definitive, but the search and rescue mission continued, which is why the search and rescue mission continued. So what they're basically saying is even though it sounded like an implosion, it sounded like, and many people thought that, my guess is Ocean Gate knew probably what happened, they went on with the search and rescue just in case. And I support that. I know there's been a lot of talk on how much money went into the search and rescue if they knew it imploded. When it comes to the Coast Guard being notified 8 hours later, I don't know if that's 100% correct. If it is, one explanation for that would be that Ocean Gate knew what happened when it happened. The Titan submersible with the five expeditioners, including one 19-year-old, as it went down and descended, 12,500 feet, lost contact an hour and 45 minutes in. Most likely, again, they probably were under the impression that this was an implosion, and so maybe they thought, what do we do now? And there might have been chaos. Maybe they were contacting, you know, whomever on what they should do, and maybe just in a state of shock. And then by the time they were like, you know what, we still have to do an official search and rescue, get the Coast Guard on board. I mean, again, 8 hours is a long time to get that figured out. You would think that there would already be a protocol and a plan, but then again, if this is the same company that allegedly made a submersible that should have never been, you know, trying to attempt 2.5 miles below the water surface, or Earth surface, that obviously was not too shocking. So Navy was on it, right? They had sonar buoys in the water. They continuously work. And so our Navy can pick things up. Then the Canadian P-3 aircraft detected underwater noises. When we heard about this, I know a lot of people would draw on that for hope. That mystery banging, I didn't think it was the individuals in the sub. I thought that was probably debris. It could have also been, the Titanic does make noise. We knew that when they found it in the 80s, that that as debris and the bacteria disintegrate parts of it, and the changing of the metal and the breakdown. Because again, remember, the Titanic is 2.5 miles at the floor of the seabed. So there's always constant pressures, and that could also be making noise. Could have been also some of the debris from the implosion, although I really think that might have already been by current taken kind of away. And then so they think that some of the noises could have also been other noises, such as from the robots and the some of the other robots and research and rescue machinery that they were using could have also been making some of that noise, because some of the ROVs were deployed as soon as they could have been. So, we'll answer your questions as we go. Again, I'm no expert on this, but, you know, for those of you that are starting to scratch your head going, some things are not making sense. We're learning more as the days go on. We're hearing from people who were offered tickets on these rides and had turned them down, and how Stockton Rush, the CEO, may he rest in peace, had tried to knock down the price to get people on the expeditions. And we're also hearing from the aunt of the 19-year-old boy that was on it, how he was actually hesitant and scared to go on it, but he didn't want to disappoint his dad. And he went on it to because he was nervous about it. And so I don't know if all of these stories are 100% accurate, but these are the things that we're starting to hear. And we're going to get a lot more of it. But the thought that, what did the powers that be know more? And did this allow for a distraction in the news? I hope not. I mean, to me, this was newsworthy. A lot of people were worried about what was going on. Everybody's fascinated by the Titanic, always worried and praying. So I do not blame the media for covering this like they did. But we do need to, get back to business and honor those that lost their lives. 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I am here to kind of talk about something that I don't think a lot of you want to talk about, but just listen. You don't have to admit it. You don't have to go on social media and say, yeah, this is what's going on. Just think about it. Maybe talk to your medical provider. But I think a lot more of you, or us in general, have an addiction that hasn't been diagnosed. And some of you might say, well, then good. Let sleeping dogs lie. Don't wake up the sleeping giant. Who cares? Move on. And no, because if you do have an addictive behavior, that you don't realize, it could be a gateway to another addictive behavior. And many of you have noticed that family members are hitting the sleeping pills a little bit more than maybe they should. Or you have a family member that really loves their carbs. Or you have another family member that can't stop shopping. Or you have another family member that won't get off the computer. Maybe a friend that can watch hours and hours of Netflix. It's very easy to transfer that sort of habit or acclivity to doing something repetitive or needing something to something else. And I'm noticing that more and more people have an addiction. Now, addiction has this stereotype associated with it, the stigma, and maybe it shouldn't. So when somebody says, I have an addiction, the first thing people think is crack, or they think cocaine, or they think opioids, because you always see those terms together. But are we addicted to sugar? I think a lot of us are. Now, I'm writing a book with a fantastic, fantastic student on dopamine. And your body is designed to be addicted to something. And it is designed to teach itself to crave it. Now, the difference between addiction and enjoying something is the addiction is where it starts to interfere with your life and starts to then have a adverse effect. So you could like sex. I think we all like sex. Sex is fantastic. But what's the difference between liking sex and being addicted to sex? Well, you're addicted if you start to go through withdrawal when you can't get sex. And we're not talking, 6 months. We're talking 6 hours, okay? If you feel bad if you don't have access to it, you think about it all the time. It interferes with your job. You came to work late, or you're getting fired because you're having sex at work. I think it was Tiger Woods that where they were talking about, well, when he was found to be had some infidelity issues allegedly. They said, well, it's because it's a sex addiction. Well, I mean, if you're truly addicted to sex, it's not going to just be, gorgeous people. If you really are addicted to sex, you'll have sex with, whoever you, just with somebody you can have sex with. Doesn't necessarily have to be somebody who's drop-dead gorgeous. So, when somebody is caught cheating, trying to play the addiction card, but there could be an underlying dependency on that. You have a lot of individuals that need that ego boost. And there are people who are, quote-unquote, addicted to flirting. They need to be flirted with. If not, they lose their self-esteem. So I want you to think about if there is something you do that maybe you can't stop. So you go online. Are you always on Amazon? Are you always shopping? I'm trying to look at news headlines, and I have half a dozen ads talking to me about bras, Disneyland, coffee. I don't care about it. I'm not addicted to shopping. I can't stand shopping. I could look at it. But are some of you seeing a shirt or a tennis shoe going, whoa, I need that? And you happen to do that every day. You might be, if you compulsively shop, that might be considered an addiction. Again, I don't like to use the term addiction. I think it has a stigma attached to it, and I think some people are using it too loosely. But a big issue I have in terms of patients calling in are they're on sleeping medications, and they need something to sleep every night. If you are taking something to sleep more than 3 or 4 times a month, that's an issue. Doesn't necessarily mean you're addicted, but that means you could fall into a pattern where you have to have something to fall asleep. And our bodies are designed to sleep, but once you get into that habit of taking sleeping medications, your body is just on overdrive, and sometimes it won't fall asleep because it's waiting for that medication. It's waiting for that chemical trigger. And how many people are now taking their Tylenol PM or their Unisom or Ambien, or they're not talking to a medical provider about it because they don't think they're addicted. They don't think they have a problem. They go, I'm not on drugs, so I'm not going to call it that. How many people who are overweight, you see this Wegovy, Ozempic, Mounjaro, a free-for-all where everybody and their mother is trying to get on these medications to lose weight. Has anybody talked to them yet? And I know there's a lot of medical spas who I think are now being addressed in the courts to not sell the stuff and compound it. There's a lot going on between the pharmaceutical company in terms of there being access to the medications, there being enough, there being people using compounded forms, people selling it online, saying, hey, guys, I bought 3 months' worth and I can't take it because I had a side effect, but it's all fresh. Here you go. It could be fake. Don't buy it. Don't buy that online. But we have now millions of people seeking out these weight loss drugs. Why? Are you addicted to sugar? Can you not stop eating? You know, if I had to pick my addiction, if I had one, it's probably chocolate. If there is a piece of chocolate cake sitting there, even if somebody else's fork is in it, I just want to stick my finger in the frosting on the side that doesn't have a fork. I just have to have that chocolate in my mouth. I cannot walk by a piece of chocolate without at least fantasizing about eating it. Now, I might not eat it, but I mean, it stops me in my track. Now, I wouldn't call it necessarily an addiction because I can still get through work. I can still get through my marriage. I can still get through life. But how many people suffer from obesity, suffer from diabetes, suffer from heart disease because they can't get over a food? Whether it's food and porn. Porn addiction is one of the fastest rising addictions out there. And people don't think it is because, we like looking at porn. But if you're doing it every day, and if you're starting to miss work, or if you are family's going to church, they're like, you know what, I kind of have a sore throat. You guys go, and then you go. If you're getting out of family events, that could be a sign that maybe you are addicted to it. Gaming. These video games are designed to get you addicted. The rewards, the colors, the advancements, the reinforcement, it makes you feel all good that you made that next level. Yeah, if you're wondering if at all, if you have that potential to become addicted to something, look at the game you're playing. I think I'm not addicted to Candy Crush. I like it when I go to the bathroom. It's my go-to because I don't read magazines in the potty. So it's my go-to. But, man, I'm on, like, what, I think 2,000, level 2,000? Now, mind you, I've been playing it for 10 years, but I could put it down. If I couldn't put it down, or I stayed in the bathroom longer than I needed to just so I could play, that could be an issue. So I'm not saying everybody's addicted, but we might have either a personality or a predilection or a vulnerability that needs to be addressed. And you need to talk to your medical provider or talk to somebody. And you don't have to go in there saying, I'm addicted. But you could say, look, you know, I'm noticing that I'm having this habit. And I'm wondering if this is something I should be worried about. I've been taking a sleeping medication now every night for years. Well, then the doctor could then help you with your insomnia. Now, I just been every day hitting the diet soda. Well, is it a caffeine issue? Or is it that you really like the taste of diet soda or the aspartame or whatever the sugar substitute is? So all I'm saying is just kind of evaluate that and get yourself checked out. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for a new home? A list of the best metro areas in which to live might help you decide where to go.
Topping the list, Green Bay, Wisconsin, called the perfect mix of big city amenities and a Midwest small town feel. Number two, Huntsville, Alabama, home of a huge NASA research facility. Science and education are at the center of the third-ranked spot, the triangle of Raleigh, Durham, and Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Boulder, Colorado, and Sarasota, Florida round out the top five. The list from U.S. News & World Report factors all kinds of data, including from the Census Bureau, the FBI, and the Labor Department. Top factors? Desirability, a strong job market, and high quality of life. I'm Richard Johnson.
Place your bets. Elon Musk and Mark Zuckerberg are dead serious about fighting each other in a UFC octagon.
UFC President Dana White said on TMZ Live that the CEOs talked with him earlier this week about what he says would be the biggest fight.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Dr. Dolly, you should thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every election, we hear people say that they're going to leave America, that they're out of here. If so-and-so wins, I'm out of here. And none of them do. They all, was it Bryan Cranston that said he was leaving? And I forget who else. Did Susan Sarandon say? I don't remember. And nobody leaves. I think America is the best country in the world. I've been to a few other countries, not a lot, but been throughout Europe, which is amazing, by the way. Been to Mexico, been to multiple areas of the Caribbean, not that you get the most realistic look when you travel, you know, to tourist areas, but I still think America is the best country to live in. I think our freedoms here are not realized. I think we take a lot of freedoms for granted. And despite our healthcare system having major issues, even worse after Obamacare, I still think we have it better than other areas. Now, there's a list that came out looking at the best areas to live, the 10 best cities to live in the world. America didn't make it on this one. The Economist Intelligence Unit ranks the best places to live in the Global Livability Index 2023. This year, the index included 172 cities. So even though we didn't make the top 10, we are in, I think, part of the list. The rankings, based on the number of categories, including stability, healthcare, culture, education, and infrastructure. Vienna, Austria, where my grandfather was from, I've never been. I was in Salzburg, Austria. Absolutely exquisite. But Vienna, named the best city to live in the world 2 years in a row now. Stability, good culture, entertainment, reliable infrastructure, exemplary education, and health services. They say one of the downsides was lack of major sporting events. Copenhagen made number two. Melbourne and Sydney, Australia, took the third and fourth spots. They apparently, throughout the pandemic, went up and down. Australia had a very restrictive COVID path, and it was, I know it was frustrating, I think caused a lot of discord. But their scores in healthcare improved since last year. So that's interesting. Then you had Vancouver, Calgary, Toronto, Zurich, Geneva, Osaka, Japan. They say U.S. did not crack the list of top 10. Los Angeles and San Diego declined in the list. They did not make gains as other cities did, they said. So some of the biggest changes were Wellington, New Zealand, Auckland went up, Hanoi, Vietnam. And probably because of the shift towards normalcy with the pandemic. Four of the top 10 cities are in Europe, Western European cities seem to rank overall okay. When I look at this, I'm like, well, you know, I get how they do this. I don't know if you saw the American list. The American list was done about a month ago. The best cities to live in America. Green Bay, was it Green Bay? Yeah, Green Bay, Wisconsin. I know some of you are like, well, didn't the Packers just lose Aaron Rodgers? And don't the Packers, you know, still have some trouble staying in the playoffs? It's not about football. You would think it would be. You know, Green Bay, I hear about Green Bay. But I'm licensed in Wisconsin, and I got to tell you. One, they have access to me as a doctor, so that's always a plus, right, from a healthcare standpoint. But I got to tell you, those people there, they seem happy. So with the American list, this American list came out, I think, a month ago. U.S. News and Report released the 150 best places to live in the U.S. And how I think they based it on was, let me see if they gave us the categories. Job prospects, affordability, growth, quality of life. So Green Bay, number one, Huntsville, Alabama, number two, Raleigh, Durham, North Carolina, Boulder, Colorado, number four, Sarasota, Florida, rounding out the top five. Then came Naples, Florida, Portland, Maine, Charlotte, North Carolina, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Fayetteville, Arkansas. And good for some of the South, you know, and part of the Midwest also. I think in terms of affordability, we're going to see a lot more people leave the coast, moving inward. Then Madison, Wisconsin came in number 11, Boise, Idaho, San Jose, California, Ann Arbor, Michigan, Melbourne, Florida, rounding out 15. Number 16 with Jacksonville, Florida, Albany, New York, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, Des Moines, Iowa, Grand Rapids, Michigan, rounding out the top 20. 21 was Knoxville, Tennessee, then Syracuse, New York, Fort Collins, Colorado, Tampa, Florida, and Hickory, North Carolina. So when you look at these, and some of you are like, okay, well, my city wasn't listed. I love where I live. I live in Las Vegas. I think Las Vegas is fantastic. I believe we do have good schools. I understand that sometimes we struggle because of either overcrowding or call-outs and not enough teachers. But I went to the school system, and I came out pretty good. I love our universities. Have a lot of parks. A lot of parks. We have a lot of libraries. We have a lot of culture. A lot of entertainment. A lot of free things that help community. Farmers market. Festivals. So not everything costs a lot of money. Food is fantastic. A lot of nature. You could hike and climb mountains and fish. And there's so much to do. And so I would think Las Vegas, and then in terms of affordability, we're starting to lose on that because you have a lot of California money coming in where people are buying stuff up for cash and then it changes the comps. So our houses have gone up a lot because California people could afford our house when they sell theirs, our houses, but still more affordable than California. And it's, and then of course places to work. I mean, look at how we have the Oakland A's come in and the Raiders we have. And we have a lot of sports. So now it's not just about gambling and showgirls. God bless them for all they do and the work they do. It's hard work. But now we have other industries. We have, you know, we have some of the top restaurants in the world. We have so, you know, for those of you looking at these lists, they're like, hey, okay, I live in a great place. I have a best place to live. But for those of you that are thinking about leaving, if you're unhappy, I get it. And sometimes you do have to make that decision to move. You know, many of us, and mind you, I come from family that didn't want to leave during the Holocaust. And I came from family who did during the Nazi Germany takeover. So my grandfather fled Vienna. The city now that has made twice in a row the top city in the world to live. He had to actively escape and leave and make it to Palestine, which is now Israel. And so to leave and to, you know, it's, you have to make a decision. And if you don't think you're going to thrive, if you're not happy, if there's another opportunity, if you think that you're in a rut, It's a big decision, but sometimes it's a needed decision. I mean, I've had patients where their children, they had a great job, they had great friends, but their child was consumed by asthma. And I actually had told patients, have you ever thought about moving? What? Do me a favor. Take your kid on vacation to one of these other cities with less allergies and tell me what happens. So it's okay to change, even if you're in one of these ranked best cities in the world, if you think it's for your health. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, I think it was a week or two ago, I decided to hike up one of the mountains in my neck of the woods. And it's a mountain that, it's called Lone Mountain, that you see when you're driving on the freeway. And it doesn't look like a super tall mountain, and it was doable. I mean, I was able to do, and I went the technical side, the more highly technical side. I was able to do it in about an hour, hour and a half. But when I came back down, the heat was hurting, and it was by then it was about maybe 9 a.m. And as I am coming down the mountain, I am realizing how much I appreciated any clouds. We had complete clouds going up, and it was cool. It was about 76 degrees. Coming back down, it was about 90-something. And then, on my way back to the car, because we decided to park near a park, I noticed that there were very few trees. And every time I saw a tree coming up, because I thought maybe my sunscreen was wearing down, my skin was starting to burn, I tried to get that second or two underneath that tree. And I did not realize how much I appreciated trees. We had already gone through our water because it just really started to get hot fast. And the hike took a little bit longer because we wanted to take pictures and we, you know, helped other people and there were some lizards and all that. So we underestimated our water by just a little. I mean, we had plenty, but man, did we go through it. You could never actually underestimate. You could never take too much water. We had multiple bottles and we went through it. But every time I saw a tree or there was just a little bit of a lip on a building as we were trying to get back to the car, I tried to hug that shade. And I realized that some of us might have a shade problem where we live. And when it comes to summer, and when it comes to electrical grids and, you know, not being able to leave Dodge, are our cities built a little bit more smartly to help protect against the sun and heat illness? Are there plenty of drinking fountains? Are there faucets nearby where you could at least get some water? Are there? And I'm talking in the areas off the mountain, out of the desert, when you're starting to walk around the city area. Not really. Where I live, and I mean, just it's concrete, concrete, concrete. Unless you go into a person's house, you're kind of stuck. And so, interestingly, there are cities that have hired chief heat officers to look at ways to ward off heat. But they're hired because they want to address an unequal impact of climate change. They're finding that in some parts of some cities, some of the less affluent areas are more stark when it comes to trees, when it comes to shade. So data from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in May show that 46% of the U.S. will be experiencing hotter than average temperatures between June and August of this year, with the most extreme increase in the Southwest. Now, I'm telling you right now, June has been, knock on wood, kind of nice. We have not hit the hundreds. We are going to soon. But I don't remember a June this cool in a while. So climate always changes. I wouldn't be surprised if the Earth is getting warmer. I just don't think it's my hamburger. But I just have to say, and I can't speak for all Nevadans, but where I live, it's kind of been a nice and milder June than in years past. But it is going to get really, really bad the next couple months. And so over the last 3 years, 8 local governments around the world have appointed chief heat officers to prevent heat waves from turning deadly. They want to address the vulnerability and therefore address inequality. Los Angeles Chief Heat Officer Marta Segura told Yahoo News, "We just have to connect them to the areas that most need them." So extreme heat can trigger not only heat illness and heat stroke, but can also trigger heart attacks and strokes and other sorts of medical issues. Being dehydrated could put you at risk of a stressful issue, and then that stress could induce a cardiac complication. Pollen, lack of good vegetation holding down the sand, causing a little mini dust bowl, can affect people's lungs and respiratory conditions. And so in 2020, the Journal of Environmental Epidemiology found that in the 297 most populous U.S. counties, at least 5,600 deaths could be caused by heat annually. Studies suggest that the true number of heat-related deaths that occur each year in the U.S. is substantially larger than previously reported. Heat-related deaths in Arizona have doubled in the last decade. So when they look at the resources, one, they interviewed Robin Line, a 62-year-old resident of South L.A. She lives in an apartment building that has frequent power outages and water shutoffs. During a hot week in July 2022, when temperatures reached 90 degrees, the water was off when she came home. She couldn't afford to drive anywhere due to high gasoline prices, so she walked in the heat to use public transport. And they said L.A. bus stops lack shade. She says anywhere in South L.A., if you want to go sit at a bus stop with a shelter, good luck. Now, why don't bus stops have that overhang for shade? I guess it's cheaper to just have a bench or a pole, but why not, especially with all the money we're paying in taxes, and boy, are taxes high in L.A., why don't they have that cover? They say a study showed back in 2021 that higher rates of poverty experience temperatures 7 degrees warmer in summer months than wealthier neighborhoods because urbanized areas have fewer trees, less greenery, and are referred to as heat islands. Trees and plants can reduce peak summer temperatures by 2 to 9 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, I live in an area in Las Vegas where we can't plant a lot of trees and because of the water shortage. So that could then lead to higher temperatures. Not to mention, many neighborhoods and apartment complexes may be the first to have power outages as opposed to some of the more single-family residences. That could be in some more affluent neighborhoods. So some rental units in L.A. have a requirement to have heating units but not A.C. So apparently there's not all apartments have A.C. Now, I don't see how you could rent an apartment that doesn't have it. So it is something that does have to be looked at. There is a Heat Relief for L.A. campaign to spread the word about extreme heat in communities that are majority Latino, Black, or Asian American, or where household median income is below $27,000. And so there's an annual budget of $1 million, and Segura is working with community leaders to designate libraries and recreational facilities as cooling centers where L.A. residents can go to cool down and enjoy an A.C. She also developed an app called Cool Spots that provides a map of those spaces. She's also going to work within the parks and infrastructure departments to plant more trees and build heat-resilient urban architecture. Now, I think that's fantastic, and I think it is needed. And I've just noticed it's just hotter than hot. And whether it was always hot or it's a new hot, it's amazing how we don't realize that little things like a tree or a lip of a building could actually be life-saving. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.